Podcast script, June 8, 2026. Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is Monday, June 8, 2026, and we are witnessing what many are calling the recursive threshold. The big story today comes from Anthropic. In a move that has sent shockwaves through the industry, CEO Dario Amodei is calling for a global, coordinated. On frontier AI development. This isn't just theory anymore. Anthropic revealed that a staggering 80% of their own production code is now being written and maintained autonomously by Claude. Amodei warns that we're reaching a point where AI is optimizing its own successors faster than humans can oversee the process. Speaking of memory and evolution, OpenAI has launched Dreaming V3. This update introduces temporal awareness to ChatGPT. It doesn't just remember what you said, it understands the flow of time. It can synthesize years of your interactions to understand how your life and plans have changed, effectively giving the AI a persistent subconscious of your historical context. On the hardware front, NVIDIA is making a massive play for the developer market. Jensen Huang unveiled the RTX Spark, an ARM-based superchip that brings data center-level power, specifically 1 petaflop of compute, directly to high-end laptops. This could be the beginning of the end for the x86 era in AI development, but it's not all acceleration. New York has just passed a 1-year moratorium on new large-scale data centers. It's the first major legislative green break, as states struggle to balance the massive energy demands of AI with grid stability and costs for residents. Finally, Microsoft is doubling down on independence. They've launched the MAI family, Microsoft AI, built entirely in-house to reduce their reliance on OpenAI. With MAI thinking and MAI code flash, the vertical integration of the AI stack is officially here. That's your briefing for today. Are we entering a loop we can't control, or is this the efficiency we've been waiting for? We'll see you tomorrow.